Our God is wonderful. He's very, very good. He's awesome God. And full of surprises. I got this. On Friday. I was so surprised. But we thank God. Hallelujah. Father, here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Holy hands because of what you have done in our lives. Holy hands because of acknowledging you as God. Holy hands because we can trust you. And you too can trust us. Thank you. None like you. Father, here I am, hidden under the blood, behind the cross. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Take every word and use it to the glory of the Father this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Hebrews 4:12-13 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Verse 13 says, "And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." Everything is open to him. Every word in secret is open to him. How is your word? How do you speak of others? How do I speak of others? How do you communicate with your sister? With your brother? How do you communicate with your husband, your wife, your children? How do you react? The power of the word. Proverbs 4 says, "My son, my daughter, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words, to my speech, to my utterance." Numbers 24:4 says, "The utterance of him who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with eyes wide open." Psalm 107:11 says, I start from 10. "Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Numbers that I've just read says the message, when God sends his message, whoever hears it, whoever sees that vision, whoever bow, whoever honor, whoever worship God, said he will be honored. But the last chapter, Psalm 107, we have a choice. We have a choice. You have a choice. I have a choice. To say, no, I'm not worshiping God. I'm not bowing down. I'm not honoring him. But verse 10 of that psalm says, though you sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, you are bound in affliction and iron, because you rebelled against the word of God and you despise the counsel of the Most High. So you have a choice to choose. Which one do you want to? Do you want to be bound or you want to be free? Hallelujah. We have sung this morning about the goodness of the Lord. Proverbs 15:4 says, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. And Proverbs 25:23 says, a backbiting tongue brings an countenance, brings angry countenance to the people. Our words. And we have a saying, once an egg dropped on the ground, you cannot pick it up again. Whole. You cannot. That's why God is telling you and I this morning, watch your word. Guard your heart. Because what comes out from it either kills or give life, either destroy or uphold, either pull down or build up. Who are you? You come to church? Yes. But there are some who are saved, but they are caused. I pray none of you will be caused. None. Those who do the will of God will be saved and saved forever. He is our keeper. He preserves our soul. But guard your word. Not that I'm saved, I can live carelessly. I can say anything I like at any time. Even when you are angry. The Bible says, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. Tree of life is healing. Tree of life revives. Tree of life repairs. It cures. It improves, not destroy. It brings something back to be whole, not to make it, not to mar it, not to break it. Tree of life. Proverbs 25:11-12 says, a word spoken at the right time is as lovely as golden apples in a silver basket. Timely advice. This is what NL says. Timely advice is lovely to one who listens. Are you listening? Are you speaking the word that is right at the right time that people will listen to you? Or they have that testimony about you. Oh, she has come again. He has come again. Even at home, in your working place, in the college where you attend, among your colleagues, how do you speak? How do they know you when you start speaking? Guard your heart. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. If I go to Daisy now and I say, good morning, how will she react? She will just, she has come again. But if I say, I like your place, I like this, I like that, you look so beautiful. It's like honey, it suits. It's healing. Even if she has something against me at that time, she will just, this woman has changed. And she will smile. She will smile. But, you know, it's like honey. No matter how hard-hearted we are, if something speaks, something goes. How we communicate matters a lot. Hallelujah. I said, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. How much hurt or damage have we done by our remarks, by what is, where, how our eyes, you know, we speak with eyes too. We speak with eyes without speaking a word. How do you look at that man? That woman, how do you look at that couple? How do you look at the pastor? How do you look? How do I look? As Salome. Remember, I read. There is no creature hidden from his sight. All things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. How I look at Pastor Emmanuel, I will give account to it, of it to God. How I comment about my sister, I will give account of it. Not only me, all the world. Because he is the creator. He is the creator. How do our words infect? Does it corrupt? Does it divide? Does it drag down? And not only dragging down, we will see the mud and we will drag that person into the mud. Why? Because he offends me. Our words, our action matters a lot. As a Christian, as a believer, unless you are not a believer of Christ, you know, our words, does it defile? Does it mess one's up? Does this hurt? Do evil. Think evil. Speak. Whatever is in the heart. The Bible says the mouth speaks. I don't say I'm joking. No. It's in your heart. Nothing joking. You know, thank you, Lord. We thank God. The Bible says a wholesome tongue, but perversiveness breaks the bone, breaks the soul. The heart is broken. Perverseness, corruption, lying, deceit in the heart. If I found out that you do not, and I've put all my hope on you, all my trust, and I found out so outside there that you are talking about me backbiting. How many have you backbite? How many have you killed with your word? Thank you. Have mercy, Lord. We know words are powerful. And we speak that unwholesome word to that boy because he doesn't know anything. To that girl. And we know that it is wrong. But we do. forgetting that someone is watching. Words express our feelings. How you feel about me. How you feel. How I feel about you. I speak. Words gives knowledge. That's why we go to school, to college, to get certificate, to become a career man, career woman. May God help us. Jesus says in Matthew 12:36, for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. They may be saying, thinking, oh, in that day of judgment, I will be alone with God. Nobody will see me. But all are there. It's a great place, a judgment, a court. And you know what happened in the court of this world? Everybody is there. They will just call in your name. Then you come out and they will say what that person has done or what he has, whatever. If he's guilty, you are guilty. If you are free, oh, that man is free. May the Lord help us. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up. Let's see what happened to Goliath and the Israelites. In 1 Samuel 17. Goliath is a huge, the Bible described him, we know the story, we know how tall he is. But his own word is like, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Who are you, man, that you are fighting God? Who are you that you are saying you defy your maker? He can take off the breath. Something can happen. Anything. But God is merciful. He will give that long rope for the sinner to sin. And the end of this man, his neck was cut off. And who cut it off? The small boy who trusted in his God. Who is bold? Who is courageous? They that are courageous will do exploit. That's what the Bible says. He did that exploit. And he get the glory for God. He get the glory for God. We thank God. There are many. What about Sambalat and Nehemiah? Oh, what are they doing? Who are they? Where did they come from? But Nehemiah said, we will go ahead and build. And now the God of heaven will help us. Those are the words of those who are courageous. In the world there, outside there, they want everybody to be intimidated. But we are not of the world. We are not. Our DNA is from above. It's from above. It's not here. I thank God that my mom brought me forth into the world. But he is my father who keeps me. He was the one who formed me in my mother's womb. Nobody was there. My daddy just dropped the egg and the egg meat, and the Lord did his work, and he was forming it. And here I am today. And I give God the glory. I give God the glory. Your word, you might think that, oh, what I speak, they must respect me. They must give me honor. Remember, Goliath made the Israelites afraid. They were faint-hearted. How can a country go to a war? And the other champion over there was talking, give me one man. And all of them, even the king, cannot face him. But we thank God. In your time of trouble, in your time of need, God is with you. He will send help immediately, he said. Suddenly, help will come. If you are speaking right, that is it. That is why we have to watch. Not jesting. Some of us jest, even though we are Christian. We jest. And the jest is against us. How possible? They say things that, I can't remember because I don't know. I'm not jester. I don't jest. That's why you see me going alone. Dizzy. They jest and they say something against themselves. How can you do that? And they say they are jesting. Unwholesome words must not come out of our mouth. No. Because your jesting, the word, is already formed. And it will come. Then when it comes, the pastor will not be sleeping again. Because, pastor, please, are you praying? But you caused it. You caused it by your words. Hallelujah. We remember Miriam and Aaron and Moses, backbiters. You remember what happened to her? And not only her too. Because of her, the camp has, don't go, don't, they are not are going forward. They just stood there for her to gain, for God to forgive her, so they can move forward. And I thank God for the man of God, Moses. He didn't, he was not annoyed at all. Instead of being annoyed, Father, please forgive. You are a merciful God. You are a pardoning God. Yes, Lord. And God said, this one, please. Backbiting. Our God is there. The Bible tells us that we should be salt on this earth. Salt. Our words should salt the earth. We are the salt of the earth. Not to put acid on the earth. We are to season the earth. My brother, my sister, my family, the family of God, even our environment, sweeten it. Speak the word of God. Your word preserving families who are in affliction. Are your words? Do you go and say, that is God is, you are happy. Remember, yours is coming, your day is coming. Husband, how do you speak to your wife? Wife, how do you speak to your husband? Remember that one day we will give account. In conclusion, I just want us to search ourselves. This came to me on Tuesday last week. I didn't know I will preach this morning. It came to me and I begin to say, Lord, forgive me. Whatever word I have spoken, that is not of you. That is not right. Forgive me. Cleanse me. I don't want to be sneered by my word. You know, it's in the Bible. I don't want it. Lord, help me. Since Tuesday, I've been seeking God. And when I heard this, after night vigil, Pastor Emmanuel said, you can do it. You can do it. I'm like, Lord, okay. And the only word that came is this. God met me. Ask God whatever word. Have spoken. Solomon exhort us to watch what we say, when we say it, and how we say it. Is it an offense or a healing? And both can come from one mouth. And Bible says, no two fountains come from the same place. How can you be there and there? Let people trust your word. Let people take your word and say, yes, he said it. Oh, I know he will do it. Oh, she said it. I know she will do it. Like my sister here, Miriam. I will call her. Can I have a ride? Yes. Okay, what time? This time. I know she's coming to take me to church. I know. I believe. I trust him. I trust her word. Let men trust our word. Take time. Compare the way you speak before you come to Christ and the way you are speaking now. After you have come, there must be a change. There must be a change. No more cursing. No more griping. No more. Everything is changed. No more disobedient. Some will say, now that I'm Christ, I just put that cloth off and I face him. And I'm like, they are not. That is not Christianly. Our words will judge us in the last day. Not now. Some are sick because of what they speak. Some die because of what they speak. Please, let us bring out tree of life so we too can enjoy life. We too can experience life. And the Lord will help us. Father, take my light and mold it. Take my heart, transform it to yours, O Lord. I want to live holily as you, Father. I want to be in your picture. I pray this morning that as we hear your word, we will think about it. And your word transforming us, conforming us to your will. To do that, which you want us to do. To be that child, a royal priesthood to you, a peculiar person. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We worship you, Father. And we thank you for your word that will not fall to the ground, but bring change in our lives. We give you glory, Lord. And we worship. We adore you, Jesus. Let us pray for a few minutes. You pray for yourself. Oh, I'm being simple to Ikembambatatia. As I have heard your word, Father, change me. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I speak. Change me to bring glory to you. in my environment to change spiritually. Change me, Father. Physically, mentally, change me. And the glory will be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.